Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
I was outside and noticed that my blackberry is trying to put out new leaves because it's not a billion degrees right now, but it probably shouldn't be doing too much more because fall is coming, winter is coming, all the plants that are doing things are going to get ready to go dormant. So what should I do next?
Yeah. Our growing season pretty much is kind of coming to an end with us transitioning into fall. We got some relief this past week from we had some hot weather and now we got some cooler temps. And so some people might be thinking, okay, we got this cooler temperatures coming and I have some cold sensitive plants outside. So I'm going to probably want to move those plants inside. So here's some tips for you guys to kind of think of to keep those plants healthy throughout the winter months when they are inside, because those plants being moved from outside to inside can go through some stress. Here's some things to kind of keep in mind. So I know back in the springtime, you had some house plants, you moved them outside. Since it's springtime, it's getting hot, those plants are going to do really well. So it's time to move them back inside. Those plants are going to need some time to adjust to those changes. First off, even before you bring those plants indoors, make sure you check for those pesky pests. There are still some small populations of insects, such as the mites or aphids, that might still be on your plants. So if you want to dislodge those pesky pests, like those mites and aphids, you can spray that foliage with a hose. That water will knock those aphids and mites off. If you check in those pots and you see some insects that are in the soil, go ahead and soak that entire container in lukewarm water for about 15 minutes, and that will get rid of those insects. But I will say, if you have a potted plant that just is overwhelmed with a whole bunch of different insects, you might just be better off to discard that potted plant and not bring that inside, because you don't want to bring those insects inside. Now, if you did a really good job of getting rid of those little insects that you could find, once you move that plant inside, continue to monitor for those pests, because you just don't want those to be spreading throughout your house. Now, back to the actual plant. The plant growth will actually slowly subside once it's indoors or slow down. And so that plant will actually require less water and fertilization. So you actually only need to water those plants if that soil surface is dry. And then, honestly, you won't need to fertilize that plant until next spring. So just water the plant when you touch that soil and that soil is dry. And then also the last thing is it's kind of helpful to help those plants adjust to a lower light conditions that are indoor. If the leaves start to drop, that's kind of one indicator that, hey, it's not really getting enough light. So if you're able to, when you bring those plants indoors for the first time, put those plants near windows that kind of have the brightest light. And then over the next several weeks, move those plants further and further away from those windows. That way they kind of get acclimated over time with that different light. And if you still don't think they're getting enough light, you can always add in supplemental light, like with the grower lights, you can use those. And then also try and keep those potted plants away from cold drafts from the doors or the windows, and then also away from the heat from the air vents. Those different extremes can actually put the plants under stress as well. And then kind of last thing, most of the house plants favor humid conditions. So like your kitchens or your bathrooms tend to be your more humid areas inside your house. And so if space and lighting permits, your kitchens and your bathrooms would be a good place to put those plants, but I know that's not always the case. So just trying to find a place that has some good humid conditions, or you can actually put a humidifier by your plant or in the area of your plants, and that can help keep that area good for those plants and kind of create a microclimate so your plants can stay healthy until next spring.
Very cool. So I got a checklist now that I can go through for the stuff that's got to come inside. What about things like the two baby fruit trees that I planted earlier this year? What can I do to get them ready for the change in seasons?
So yeah, If you have any new trees that you might have planted in the spring, just make sure they have enough water. Don't fully drench them, but just make sure they do have enough water. Or if you are thinking of planting, you have a couple spots that need some different trees or new trees in that area to fill that space, you can actually plant trees in the fall. The fall can be a great time to plant trees, and then those trees take advantage of the root growth that can occur while that soil is still warm before the freezing begins. So, like, the time frame for that would be now, early September to late October is the ideal planting time for trees. Now, keep in mind, there are some trees that actually do not like being planted in the fall. And those trees would be like the birch, the redbud, the magnolia, tulip, poplar, the willow oak, the scarlet oak, the black oak, and willows and dogwoods. Those trees do not like being planted in the fall. They don't have enough time to establish their root system before it gets too cold, so they can't really survive the winter. So those would probably be good candidates to plant in the springtime. Now, your newly planted trees do require some care, even though the above ground growth is dormant. There's a whole bunch of activity going on below the soil. That soil needs to remain moist so those roots don't dry out and can continue to grow until the soils get too cold for them. And then also, a layer of mulch can be beneficial because that mulch will reduce water loss and actually keep that soil temperature warmer for longer so those roots can continue to develop. So those are just some things on if you wanted to plant some trees in the fall. And then kind of the last thing I have for you today is we are in the middle of harvest season, or some farmers might almost be done with their corn harvest. So please, I just want to give a shout out to all those farmers in the area. I hope you guys' harvest is going pretty well for you. And then just a reminder to a lot of the public out there, please be careful when you're driving down those country roads. Those guys are working hard, and they got some big equipment going up and down that road. So please be cautious and make sure you look each way when you go down the road, because we want everybody to come home safe and sound, and as well as all the equipment too. So again, good luck to all the farmers in the area, and hopefully everything's going well for you.
Yeah, be cautious and be patient. These are the folks who make sure we can eat, so give them a little time to get down the road.
Yep.
Thank you very much for all the advice. I'm going to look into getting a layer of mulch for my little baby trees there and see what else I can do as far as getting everybody acclimated to, hey, we get to be indoors now, minus the aphids. We'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.